Welcome to the Red X Real Estate Podcast. Here, you'll discover how to create stability and opportunity for your business with tips, tricks, habits, and hacks from top-performing agents. If you'd like to receive notifications for new episodes, be sure to subscribe on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or wherever else you like to listen. And for even more updates on ebooks, webinar trainings, and other useful real estate content, head over to theredx.com/blog and click on any blog post to sign up for our free weekly newsletter. Thanks for listening. Now sit back and enjoy the episode. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Red X Podcast, and welcome back if you are a return viewer or listener. Today we have a very exciting guest. His name is Travis Tom, and he is actually joining us again. He was with us when we first started the show several years ago, back in the middle of the pandemic and everything. He shared some great insights back then. We are so excited to have him back today to get even deeper and discuss some really cool stuff with the future of marketing with AI, social media, all that kind of stuff. We're going to get deep into that. But first, Travis, welcome. How you doing, my man?
Andrew, thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, awesome. Well, we're excited to have you. Before we really get rolling, just usual items of business for our audience. We are live right now. So if you have any questions or comments, or you just want to say hi and tell us where you're from, please put those in the comments. We love to hear from you. And as always, like and subscribe on YouTube, on Facebook, wherever you like to listen. If you tune in for the audio only, that's great. Leave us a good review and tune in every week because we love hearing from you. So that does it for a little bit of an intro there. Travis, let's start by having you tell us a little bit about yourself, your background, where you came from, your journey through social media, how it's associated with real estate, just a little bit of your story, and then we'll jump into the meat of our discussion today.
Absolutely. So started off in real estate when I was about 19 years old. And about 3 years later, grew a team, started growing, specializing in condos, townhouses, new construction developments, and quickly became the largest team that controlled about 70% of our market of new construction developments, specializing in condos and townhouses. And quickly from there, really learned that marketing was what I was in love with, and that dovetailed perfectly into real estate, and that propelled our success. After spending over a decade in that space, we grew into three different companies, sold a good portion of those companies because I really wanted to follow my passion of marketing. Got into coaching, where I became a social media coach on digital advertising, became a national speaker on the subject, and then was invited by Facebook to work with them. Became a consultant and advisor, where I sat on Facebook's advisory board for the real estate vertical, which was a lot of fun working really closely with them. And then grew an agency where we run and still running an agency and running ads for some of the top teams in North America, doing a lot of funnels and lead generations and retargeting. And so now leveraging a lot of the artificial intelligence that we have at our fingertips to be able to fast track either content creation or ad campaigns in different ways. And it's really exciting to be able to then share some of what we've learned with everyone here today.
Wow. I love that. That's a really neat background. I love that it was, starting in real estate and then actually working for Facebook and running their real estate vertical. I think that's, has really set you up to share some awesome, valuable stuff with our audience today. And so I hope they're paying attention because obviously marketing, social media marketing, artificial intelligence, all those tools, all those resources and strategies, I think are the future of real estate. I mean, they're the future of every industry, right? But I think that, there's a lot of trends and things that I think if agents aren't catching onto and leaning into now, they're going to be left so far behind, right? So I guess that kind of brings me to our first topic. My first question for you is, what are some of those social media trends? What are they demanding of agents, and what should agents be looking for, be preparing for, even be, researching and practicing and implementing into their businesses?
Absolutely. Facebook is still the reigning king as far as the number one used platform.
Right.
And Facebook, you know, and Instagram, and I typically reference Facebook, but also in, you know, Meta in general, Instagram, both. Right. Both those platforms are where a lot of those trends take shape. And essentially, you're going to have different formats within each platform, each experience that you have. What we're seeing, though, is, you know, vertical video is definitely the hot item. Vertical video, where we see typically 110% higher conversion rate. Wow. Where you have vertical video with audio, we see typically about a 70% higher engagement and lower cost per engagement on videos that have a human element. So there's, you know, you being on camera, what we call UGC type of content, which stands for user generated content, where it's that individual helping build their personal brand and filming, you know, with their phone. So lo-fi, meaning not so high definition, highly polished type of videography that you would have maybe in a horizontal format in a studio with a green screen. You're really seeing it. What's trending is more authentic shot from the phone, a little bit more casual, but also video that looks and feels like it's almost a part of the platform itself. It's native, meaning that it feels like it was either a post, like an organic post, but that's actually turned into to an ad and built to perform. So what we're seeing there is really a huge use of video. But video, you know, is one of those areas where we see statistically 85% of real estate agents don't use video. Only 15% do.
Wow.
Another 15%, right? A lot of them are focused more on organic. Organic reach on Facebook and Instagram pages is typically only about 4% of your actual following. So the organic reach is really, really small. And Facebook made those really massive changes in about 2017, where they said, hey, we're going to suppress organic reach on business pages. And we're going to do that one, so we can have more content from friends and family, the people that we like and follow. And the two, to really force people into the ad manager to be able to say, hey, if you're a business, you need to pay to play. And you want to get that content out from more than just maybe 150 people that saw your video that week and get it out there, right? Video is one of the best ways to be able to get your message across, but it also has a really small shelf life. Right, typically only about 24 to 36 hours until that content is then swept away, because you have 1,500 different posts or stories trying to make it into your newsfeed on a daily basis. Only about 350 of them actually make it through. And then out of that, you know, a handful every 6 to 8 other posts are ads. So, you know, making sure that you have, let me make sure my battery is actually charged and put it in here, so I don't I lose my laptop.
Oh, you're good.
Give me a message here. So out of that, you know, video makes a big impact and being able to leverage it. But a lot of people, that 15% of agents that do leverage video, typically are either shooting in a horizontal format, or they are using bumpers in the first part of their video where it has a long intro. Typically, it's really about the first 3 seconds. Statistically, you see people, and we see this on a lot of videos that we look at, analyze the data, that first 3 seconds is that key decision if they're going to swipe or stay in. And a lot of people, they get to the point in the messaging later on in the video that, you know, we've all grown up in that certain age. I was born in the 80s, so we were forced to watch commercials on TV that were typically 30 to 60 seconds long, and they got to the main message towards the end, the main offering. Now, people are creating videos, or traditionally, the average age of a realtor, right, being 56 years old, we're kind of subconsciously trained that that's what we're going to do. Have this intro, talk about, hi, my name is Travis Tom, I do this. Today, we're going to talk about this, right? And that is probably the worst way to do video now.
Right.
You need to front load the hook in the front. And a hook is that key messaging that is pulling people in, right? So you would say top three things you should know before you buy a home in 2024. Let's dive in. Right? And then you have intro, right? So our hook, soft intro, and then developing the rest of the story and then call to action. So you'd say, you know, top three things you should know before you buy a home in 2024. Hi, I'm Travis Tom. I am a real estate agent working at Venture Realty Group. And the three things are boom, 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 right? Describe what those are, give value. And then at the end, you know, the call to action, right? Click to learn more if you want to jump on a calendar call, right? Or click here to see all the homes, whatever it is. That structure is becoming what we're all used to. And influencers are out, educators are in. And that's really right. What we see with this type of content that is doing really well, but also bringing to life your personal brand as the forefront of it as well. So you can still do lead generation with video and be on camera, either with some sort of a green screen or just you talking to the camera. I analyzed a 24-second ad this morning that had a really incredible click-through rate. And we were looking at it, trying to figure out what are the key reasons why it was so successful. And it was a cash for homes ad, 24 seconds, vertical format, human element, had a woman that was recording, talking to it, and call to action at the very end. It had all the key hallmarks of a successful ad. And so it doesn't have to be 3 minutes or, you know, a long form kind of video. Shorter the better, and practice to be able to get it down to something more succinct. I remember when I heard that type of video format about 4 years ago was starting to be the new thing. I can go on for hours and talking about, you know, these kind of subjects. So for me thinking, you know, being long-winded, I have to make something really succinct and do it in less than 60 seconds or 30 seconds was mind-boggling.
Right. But now even probably less than that, right?
Right. And now probably there was a 3-second ad that I saw last week that had, you know, no words, just someone pointing, and had 4 scenes, some trending music, and cut to the chase. And I was going, wow, you know, that ad was probably the simplest thing to make, and it's probably making millions.
Yeah, you said 3-second ad.
It's 3 seconds.
Wow.
Yeah, 3 seconds. Showed the product the whole time, but just a person pointing in three or four different scenes really quickly with a call to action.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty
incredible. Well, I just want to go back and reiterate a couple things that stood out to me from what you just said, which is, you know, vertical video gets a higher conversion. It's the most engaged with, and I'm saying this again so that agents, you know, really need to listen to this, because if it's true that 85% of agents don't use video, then they are missing out in a huge way. And I'll tell you, here at Red X, we've spent the last couple of years digging into the same idea and the same philosophy, Travis, which is that, you know, video is key. Facebook ads, social media ads are key. And that's why we've actually recently launched a couple of products, Brand Builder, Ad Builder, that tie into that help you create, you know, that notable content in the style that people are looking for, and then help you get it to your leads, directly to your leads on Facebook and Instagram. And agents need to be doing this, right? And if you're part of that 15% who are doing it, great, keep doing it, optimize what you're doing. But if you're part of that 85%, please listen and please implement these strategies that we're talking about today, because it's going to make or break you. If it hasn't already, you know, made or broken you, then it's going to in the next few years. Do you think that it's different for well-established agents? Do you think it's, you know, more important for newer agents to get on this? Is it about the same? What would you say to that?
I think for everyone, it's the fastest way to be able to gain mind share and market share.
Right.
And there's several agents that in every market where they've been top dog for a long time. And they've kind of grown into the position that they are upon their success, but they may not be leaning into video. But then all of a sudden you have some of this younger generation that is speeding up right behind them. And, you know, perception is reality, especially with social media.
Right.
The people that we see that's who we really start to resonate with and look at as an authority figure, an educator. And that person then is typically then the resource of information or that we refer other people to. And so you don't really have to be famous to everyone. It could be a small group of 1,000 people, 5,000 people in your market that makes a big difference. So everyone in the, you know, to kind of bring it home, 73% of sellers say that they are more likely to work with an agent who uses video than those who do not. So if you're looking at it from the eyes of the consumer, which is that you have homeowners saying, all right, we're looking to sell our home in the next, 3 months. And we really want to find someone. And you're on Instagram, you're on Reels, you're on Facebook, and you consistently start to see maybe two different agents that are competing against each other that are in the same market. And one is, educating you and giving you updates and doing home tours, and they're running these ads, giving market updates about what's going on. You're more likely to probably interview and connect and contact with that specific agent because they're in your face, they're there, they're on video. So that's, video builds a much deeper connection,
right,
than typically any other kind of marketing that you have out there. But the caveat there though is that a lot of people don't like to be on video, mm-hmm. or they feel like they don't have the resources, like they have to have a big production or a studio. Now, today, with your phone and with artificial intelligence, you really have multiple different paths to be able to say, I want to do faceless video that is all created by AI, or I can do video organically myself and run it as an ad just from my phone. Or maybe I will create a video avatar using AI and clone myself. And all create content just from some specific type of AI. HeyGen is one that we use a lot. HeyGen is an AI tool where either we'll upload our clients into it, and we've got a 2-minute video where then they're very expressive, they're talking to the camera, and then we clone them. And then now we can create any kind of script from ChatGPT, pump it into that. Their AI clone says all of those things in the script. We then have it in vertical format. We take that, we'll then put it into another tool called Submagic that basically is an AI video editing tool that'll add captions, animations, it'll add B-roll as well too. So it's all AI. And then you now have a fully AI video of you. And maybe we can pump out, let's say, 35 different videos, 35 different topics, 35 different videos from one video. So as we progress through, through the changing times of real estate, where agent is wearing 150 different hats, they don't have to have the skill set or the budget to learn how to create video or hire a studio or hire a video editor. And it's kind of the sad part about this too is that we are taking away jobs from very skilled people, and they're still needed. But I no longer am paying thousands of dollars a month for a video editor.
Right.
I am now, skill sets that I didn't have before are now just in with a couple of different prompts that I put into some software, which is, my 9-year-old can do it.
Right.
I'm teaching her actually AI marketing, and she picks it up just like that. And it's really, it's one of those types of situations where market share and losing market share or gaining market share is a horse race, and we're all in it. And AI is the gasoline on the fire to where you can either lean in and get ahead or get left behind. But you have the ability for very low cost, right? The whole situation is described from HeyGen from ChatGPT to HeyGen to Submagic, right? So you've got something that'll write topics and scripts for you from ChatGPT. You've got hey, Jen, that'll actually create the AI clone avatar of you that you can then input scripts and it'll say whatever you want it to say. And then you have Subagent, all of that for under $150 a month. Wow. Which would normally cost you a creative copywriter, right? You know, 2 years ago, it'd be a creative copywriter that you would hire, either part-time or full-time. Let's say that'd be, you know, $1,500 a month, maybe more, right? Then you would have a video production studio. That's, you know, it's expensive, $2,000, you know, maybe more. And then you would then have a video editor. So, you know, at the very least, you're probably talking $3,000 to $4,000, you know, a month that you might have to keep that entire team at a bare minimum. Now, $150, and you can crank out those videos, turn them into ads, run them as lead generation, retargeting your database, run it as you know, a brand awareness campaign to your local market, you know, or just organic content.
Yeah, absolutely. And I had a question that you already kind of answered for me. Earlier, you said these videos only have a 24 to 36 hour shelf life, right? So, and I was like, okay, well, how do we, you know, that means that you need to have a new video out. If you want to stay in front of people, have a new video out every 24 to 36 hours if you want consistency, right? Daily consistency and all that. And you answered my question of how do you create that many? Well, you leverage these tools that you upload one video and you can get, you know, months worth of videos or a month's worth of videos out of that. My question that kind of comes from that is how do you break through the noise, right? So if every real estate agent is doing this, then like you said, this horse race where the market's going to be flooded with every real estate agent, maybe even saying the same thing. If they all use ChatGPT to get the same prompts, they're going to use the same prompts, create similar videos. So if you have, you know, a dozen agents in your market all creating the same video, how would you recommend that they break through the noise, stand out just enough to gain that competitive edge as more and more people follow this strategy?
That's a great question. There's a lot of people that are probably not going to do it. Right. There's a lot of people that will do it. Not, I don't want to say necessarily incorrectly, but will do it in a way where they don't dig deep enough. And what I mean by that is there's a lot of people that will say, you know, oh, ChatGPT just gives me really basic information. With it, then you're using ChatGPT incorrectly, right? Mm-hmm. You're not giving it the right prompt to dig deeper and to actually take on a persona and have expertise and build the right type of engaging content that is going to win. So for instance, you know, I'll go and I'll ask ChatGPT, ChatGPT-4 that has browsing internet access. You know, your job is to find the most recent real estate news articles that have the most engagement online and on social media within the past 30 days. Develop a full list of those and with the URL link. Take that URL link and then, you know, you can say summarize this video or give me a video, you know, script from this with the hook type of framework, maybe problem, agitate, solve framework where there's a little bit more of creative copywriting around it. So there's, you know, chain prompt engineering where you can continue to tell it what to do or giving it what is a mega prompt. We just front load all of that and tell it to, you know, dig something deeper and take on a certain persona and build from there. So you're trying to really exercise and do some news, you know, hacking there, you know, where you basically say, okay, what's getting engagement now? How can I repurpose news article content as a video that either I'm saying, or you go into something like a Zebra Cat AI, which will, you just drop in a blog article or a news article and it'll create a whole faceless video for you. Videos and voice overlay and captions and all of that. So to break through the noise, one, some of that content that you're creating probably shouldn't be all AI. It should be, you know, a little bit more of you writing whatever it is, but you can then leverage AI to say, I want content that's, you know, engaging. I don't know what's engaging right now today, right? In this exact moment, but I could get something from ChatGPT to tell me, hey, these are the top three news articles that are trending right now, or what are the top trending Google searches for related to buying a home? What are the pains, concerns, and the overall temperature of the people that are searching for this? Create a video script based on that, addressing the pain points. Mm. So getting a little bit more in, from a psychological standpoint, getting a little deeper into the psychographic kind of details of what are the pain points, what are people looking for, what do they want, what do they need, and then deliver content, because they're looking to solve a problem and they want content that is directed towards that. So, social SEO is becoming a really big thing, where we have Instagram and TikTok being the most used for millennials to actually search versus search engines. Right. And saying, hey, yeah, I'm searching for X, Y, and Z. How do I do this? For instance, I'm this summer, I'm growing a flower garden, of all these different, zinnias and all these beautiful different flowers. And so I was searching on Instagram and TikTok, the specific ways to, how do you get these seeds started in these certain bulbs and what is the process? Mm-hmm. And watched probably 20 different videos, and now I follow three different people and I'm buying seeds from one of them, that is leading me to grow this flower garden. Not once did I type that into Google, right? I feel like Google and search engines are outdated, but the content that I was looking at was all educational and informative, mm-hmm. and spoke directly to the problem that I had, and they had solutions. So the content you're creating to stand out should be more solution-based. What I see a lot of agents still doing is I capped, right? I made 100%. I now moved to this specific brokerage, and this is the fourth time that I've moved in the past, three, 4 years. Yeah. Really it's more, I'm not necessarily ego driven, but the audience doesn't know when to know all about every successful win.
Right.
Cause we don't see doctors saying that they did a successful heart transplant, today. Right. And, did a great job. No one died. The consumers want to be educated. They want answers to their problems. And I think that's probably the best way to stand out. But also, real estate porn, which is you want to see properties, right? You want to see homes, and obtainable within your market. So if you're trying to identify yourself as someone that works with first-time home buyers, your content should be then looking and doing home tours within a certain price range for first-time home buyers.
Right. So we're running a little bit low on time here, Travis, but I just wanted to, I love that. Everything you're saying just totally resonates. And to comment on what you just said, it's almost like, rather than telling you I'm the expert and making that video about me, it's let me teach you so you feel like the expert. And subconsciously, it's who did I learn that from? That real estate agent. So that's who's going to come to mind when I remember this topic that I'm now the expert on, right? So I love that. I love that. And just before we wrap up today, we've covered so many amazing topics, so many amazing strategies. I'm gonna take this podcast and run it through AI to get some summaries and write a blog and do all that stuff. So we're all using these tools. But I want to just give you your last word here to if there's any final thoughts, any final mic drop moments you want to leave with our audience, and then any other tools, any other specific AI tools that you think that they should check out, especially free ones, because especially for newer agents or agents who aren't used to AI, who need kind of a simple way to get used to it, teach themselves the tools, then maybe invest in the ones that they're most comfortable with. What are some of those tools that they can go get started with for free to start implementing these strategies? And then if there's any final thoughts or strategies that you want to leave us with, that'd be great.
Absolutely. Free tools, that's kind of a tough one, right? Because everything is monetized right now.
Or cheap tools, affordable tools, right?
Affordable tools. All the tools that I mentioned are anywhere from $20 to, I think, $40 a month. So I definitely wouldn't break the bank. my suggestion is to play with these tools. I spend, I'd say, about 3 hours a day with a lot of these tools, learning new ones, expanding my skill set on them. Prompt engineering, which, you know, sounds like a really big, scary word, which is really just going in into these different tools and telling it what to do, but right. being very descriptive. And it really is about how effective are you as a communicator to tell a robot to do a specific task.
Right.
And the better you can get at that, the better you can communicate, the better you can get the better outputs, right? So there's that, you know, this kind of thing in software, because we also build software for other stuff, which is a garbage in, garbage out.
Right.
And so if you're putting garbage in, you're only going to get garbage out. So you really want to be able to play around with, like, Midjourney, for example. Midjourney is a text to image AI tool, and it's on, it'll put you into an app called Discord. A lot of other people there. There's a great feed that you see of all these other images. You start to look and see what their prompts are. And you're like, oh, wow, it's a beautiful image. They said, you know, create a scene of a couple walking down a street shot on a Canon T4 using, you know, a 60 milliliter lens at golden hour, hyper-realistic. And it came up with a beautiful photo. And so you're going, oh, wow, that's a prompt that I can use. And now I'm going to add my spin and twist on it.
Right.
So start to look at that as a way to develop your skill set, and then from there move into other tools, and then start to just play. You open up these different tools, go into InVideo. InVideo is a great, you know, text to video tool. Canva has some really good different things where you can take images from Midjourney that have a garbled text on it, use the grab text part of AI of Canva and rewrite it to be your own. There's too many dimensions because there's over 7,000 different AI tools now. But I would just start to play with them, and you know, the thing that I'm really focused on, which is that you should look at these tools as a way to save energy. And you know, where do you really want to spend the most amount of your time? For me, I'm raising two little girls. You know, my wife and I are raising two little girls. My time, I really want to spend more time with them. I want to spend time gardening and to spend time doing the things I enjoy. But I can, when I work, I can work faster and have a better creative output. And now I'm doing things with artificial intelligence that I never had in my skill set. And so I'm definitely leveling up my ability to create magical and wonderful things for me, for my clients, for my family, and give my time back to the people that I love.
Amazing. I love that. So to our audience, take everything that Travis taught us today and just go play and practice. And if you don't have a ton of free time, that's all right. Listen to this podcast a few times. You know, maybe take a weekend, maybe take a couple of late nights or afternoons and play with these tools, learn them and figure out because, you know, back to kind of where we started this whole thing is, you know, AI and social media and the marketing all associated with that. That's the future. And it's very quickly and is becoming and is the now, right? So if you don't catch up now, or if you don't get on all this now, then you're going to get left behind and it will affect your business. So, you know, and to your last point there, Travis, is agents want to spend more time prospecting, doing lead generation, going on appointments, you know, closing deals and building their database. And I think that all of these tools and all these strategies will help them accomplish just that. So Travis, thank you so much. We're going to have you back because I think we could fill another several hours with amazing content on how to help agents with AI and social media marketing and all that. So thank you so much for joining us today. It's Absolutely. An amazing conversation. To our audience, like I said before we go, you know, we publish this podcast every Thursday at 1:30 Mountain Time. So please like and subscribe so you get notifications. And go check out our last podcast with Travis. I'm going to go check it out today. I'm curious to see the differences because from the last time we had you on until now, has been a tremendous AI boom, right? So I'll be really curious to see what principles are the same, what principles are different. So let's go check that out, everyone, and really dig into that. Travis, thank you very much. Everyone else, we'll see you next time.